Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ said: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it: Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee with thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art our Lord, thou only O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, who hast exalted thine only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph unto thy kingdom in heaven, we beseech thee, leave us not comfortless, but send us to thine Holy Ghost to comfort us, and exalt us unto the same place whither our Savior Christ is gone before, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the days following the ascension, Peter stood up among the believers, together the crowd numbered about 120 persons, and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection." So they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed and said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the first Psalm, one in unison. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes,
nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed.
A reading from the first letter of John. If we receive human testimony, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has testified to his Son. Those who believe in the Son of God have the testimony in their hearts. Those who do not believe in God have made him a liar by not believing in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And this is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed for his disciples, saying, I've made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we come to this last week of Eastertide in year B, we encounter what is known as the high priestly prayer. Jesus and the disciples are gathered for the Passover meal, and Jesus is praying for their future lives as witnesses in the world. He is very much aware that the rest of the night, and certainly the hours to follow, are not going to go very well. The prayer is long. It sounds as though Jesus is in a private conversation with God, but we know the disciples are right there beside him. He is saying this all, not only so that God will hear, but also that they will all hear as well. We might as well be perfectly honest here and admit that this high priestly prayer is tedious. As John retells the events of that famed night many years after the actual event, Jesus says in about 13 verses what he could have covered in about 4 or 5. By the end of John's account of this, the disciples are perhaps as dazed and turned around by the maze of words as we are in hearing it so many centuries later. All this talk about being in the world but not being in the world is trying. In these few verses, John uses the word world 13 times alone. It seems that he uses it in not a very positive way. Jesus seems, at least here, to use the word world to refer to a very negative thing, a thing full of danger and evil. Yet he does not pray that the disciples will be removed from this evil, only that they be protected. It's all so muddled and confusing, we might just want to say whatever and move on to a nice parable or something. Let's just skip this week and get on with Pentecost. It's certainly much more exciting and energizing, all those tongues of fire and things like that. And what is it with going back to the night of the Passover, we might ask? In our first reading, the one from Acts, the Passover is long gone. As a matter of fact, so are the crucifixion and resurrection and ascension. Peter is now taking the lead and is trying to urge the believers to choose a replacement for Judas, who seems, he reminds, had a ministry and is no longer a part of this group. In the verses that are left out, we are informed of the rather gory death of Judas. That too was to fulfill the scripture. We're told that two are proposed as replacements, Justus and Matthias, both of whom have been a part of the group all along. We hear that they prayed and asked God which one should be the next member of the core group. And then we might again be a bit perplexed by their method of final discernment when we learn that they cast lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he became the 12th apostle. That really is all we know about Matthias. It's the last that's heard of him. It's just all very confusing. Casting lots to pick apostles, and convoluted language and time seems to be distorted. And if that weren't enough, just last Thursday was the Ascension, and we're still in Easter season, and it's Memorial Day weekend, and we're not of this world, but we are. And we've also entered into a new time of discernment here at Grace. I'm no longer the interim rector. I'm the priest in charge, but at the same time, nothing has changed. It's all so confusing. This needs some sorting out, it seems. During this season of Easter, which now includes the Ascension and the 10 days following, which lead up to Pentecost, the order of the readings seems a bit backward, at least if you're looking at them in a chronological fashion. We always hear the Acts of the Apostles followed by a reading from one of the epistles and finally the Gospel. It might be chronologically more accurate if the Gospel reading was first, but liturgically it doesn't work, so we often are left confused. In our church calendar year, Jesus has just ascended. The resurrection was 43 days ago. But it's important that we again are reminded of the prayer Jesus prayed for those who would follow. It's a prayer that confirms his relationship to the Father and our relationship to him. This high priestly prayer turns everything over to those who would follow Christ. It affirms the danger of following him, something that the readers of John's Gospel were personally experiencing. And then it asks the followers of Christ to be protected and upheld in the truth. Unfortunately, this prayer has sometimes been turned around to justify righteous indignation or as ammunition against others by those who are convinced that they have a sole handle on what is truth.
I don't believe that that was the intent of John or of Jesus. This prayer was to strengthen the followers of Christ in the time in which he would be physically gone. It's a prayer of encouragement and assurance. Strengthened by this prayer and by the time that followed, Peter has taken on the role of leadership, which Jesus gave him just before he ascended. Remember the threefold feed my sheep interchange between Jesus and Peter? And even earlier, when Peter acclaimed Jesus the Messiah, and Jesus said, "You are the rock on which I will build my church." Peter is now living into this. He's moved into a leadership position, and the first order of business is to discern a replacement for Judas. The number of the apostles is important. 12 is not a random number, but it's the number of the tribes of Israel. It's the number of those chosen. 11 will not work. It must be 12. And while we might question their method of discernment, the casting of lots part, we need to look at that in a different way. To us, the casting of lots may sound like throwing dice or some kind of magical wishful thinking, but we must remember that what they did first was to pray. They said, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take this place in ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." They prayed, and then they let God guide the way that it would go. Notice the common thread now between these two scripture readings. It's prayer. Jesus prays for those who will follow, and the believers who follow continue to pray for guidance. And not only they pray, they trust totally. They pray that God will guide their direction, and then they let go and allow God to do just that. They don't second guess if the lot landed on the right follower. They don't analyze his every move from that moment on. As I said, this is the last we hear about Matthias. They prayed and they trusted that their prayers would be answered, that indeed God is faithful and would respond to their prayer. Jesus has prayed for his followers, and not just those 120 that were gathered that day, but all of his followers throughout the ages, for you and for me. He knew that his prayers would be heard and answered, and he told the believers that our prayers would be answered as well. The key is to trust that, to trust God, pray, and believe. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, the only Son of God, the eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified on the cross of Christ. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in whose hands are the living and the dead, we give Thee thanks for all those Thy servants who have laid down their lives in the service of our country. Grant to them Thy mercy in the light of Thy presence, that the good work which Thou hast begun in them may be perfected. Through Jesus Christ, Thy Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Most merciful God, we
confess that we have sinned against Thee in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved Thee with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent for the sake of Thy Son, Jesus Christ.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who with His great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto Him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to Him. This is a true saying and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is a perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The peace of the Lord be always with you. You're the announcement guy. I was looking
for the official
announcer here.
I hope everyone got their letter this week, and it was a real happiness on my part in signing that letter and happiness for our best year to vote on. For you did get the letter, what it basically said was that discernment committee, because they had been approached by so many people to our parish who are very supportive of Lee and love her, and wanted her to be the rector, possibly, at least be considered, they had to get approval from the bishop, and the discernment committee met with the bishop's office and got permission. We had to change some things, and with the lady, she's now priest in charge instead of interim rector. So her agreement with us is a little different. And then for the next several months, our discernment committee will only discern with Lee, be the only person they'll interview. And it'll go on for several months, and at that point in time, hopefully Lee likes us, and hopefully you like her. It could all change in a few months. We're all very happy about it, and I know I am, and I would like to, as in her sermon today, the discernment committee and Lee will need our prayer for it during this period of time, so that the right decisions can be made. That's my announcement.
Thank you for your time. No lots will be cast. I'm not sure if that would be easier or more difficult, but we will move forward in discernment, and I trust that God will be very much present in this process, as has been all along. So, announcements. Other announcements. Don't forget that next Sunday is Pentecost. Be sure and wear red or something close, bright, colorful, so we'll all be celebrating the birthday of the church next week. And we do also move to our one summer service, which will be at 9 a.m. next week. We will start rotating between right one and right two. Next week will be right two. And we have the pleasure of having two baptisms at our 9 a.m. service. So it's going to be a wonderful, glorious day. Be sure and be a part of that. Let's see. There are other things on the back of the bulletin. Be sure and do remember that we are working towards our goal of raising $7,000 for our Haiti mission trip at the end of the summer. We are going to be firming that up in the next couple of weeks. Part of our big fundraiser is the jewelry resale or turn-in. So do not forget to go through your jewelry, your neighbor's jewelry. Please do ask before you do that. But if you find anything that's broken or unloved or unwanted, be sure and do bring that in so that we can raise our money for that. We have had a wonderful gift of $3,500. So we're already halfway there, but we got to match it. So please do get busy with that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is
very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through thy dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who after his glorious resurrection manifestly appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might also be and reign with him in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we thy humble servants do celebrate and make, here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make. Having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. We most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as
lest we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Hallelujah, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.